For our worship tonight, I'll have a brief scripture that I'll read. And then we will take some time to pray the examine. As part of that, we have created a couple of temporary labyrinths that, if you are interested, you'd be welcome to walk one of those as part of the prayer. If you have not walked a labyrinth before, very quickly, the idea is not to get yourself lost. It is to meander through. There's one path in and one path out. And the idea is that in motion, we kind of lose ourselves in the moment and just focus on our breathing and our thoughts as a way of praying with our whole bodies. So if that is something you're interested in, they are set up out in the narthex for tonight, and you're welcome to use one of those for prayer. And again, if you have not prayed the examine with us before, the examine is a prayer largely in silence that I will lead us through. There are five basic parts to it. In the first part, we simply recognize the presence of God and remind ourselves of God's love for us here and now in this place. Then we'll take some time to reflect on the past day and what are we grateful for? Where are the moments that we give thanks to God for? Third part, we reflect again on the day and look for places where we had strong emotional responses, good or bad. And without judging them, without pushing them away, just paying attention to what did I experience today? What was going on? And then in the fourth part, we'll pray for the Holy Spirit to focus us in on one of those moments and reflect on what was going on. Why did I react the way that I did? What might God be telling me? Was my emotion leading me closer to God, or was it pulling me away from what God might want for me? And then in the final part, we will reflect and focus on the coming day, thinking about the things that we have planned and pray that God, the Holy Spirit, guide us through those moments. We begin with a reading from Mark 5. Those who had seen what had happened to the man possessed by demons and to the swine reported it. Then they began to beg Jesus to leave their neighborhood. As he was getting into the boat, the man who had been possessed by the demons begged him that he might be with him. But Jesus refused and said to him, "Go home to your own people. Tell them how much the Lord has done for you and what mercy he has shown you." And he went away and began to proclaim in the Decapolis how much Jesus had done for him. And everyone was amazed. Word of God, word of life. Amen. As we begin, we reflect and pay attention to the presence of God. Pray that God's light and love would shine upon us and fill us in this space. We look back on our day and remember those moments for which we are grateful and give thanks to God.
We look back on our day and map out the emotional geography, landscape of our day. Where did we feel joy, surprise, excitement, sadness, fear? We pray for the Holy Spirit to draw our attention to one moment from the day, to reflect on what was going on, what was motivating us, what might God want us to learn from or reflect from that experience. We turn our attention to the day to come as we think through what we have planned, what we expect. We reflect and pray for God's presence, God's wisdom to be with us in each of those spaces. Amen. And tonight, before we jump into public conversation, I'm going to invite you to first turn to someone near you and share just one insight from your prayer, one thing that came to mind, or one thing that you thought of or felt God speaking to you. So I'll invite you to take a minute quickly to do that with someone near you. Is there anyone who would like to share with a larger group something that you're reflecting on, an insight? Oh.
Because if there's others who are
sure.
Online, I think that would enjoy that.
Yeah. So what I was sharing is this afternoon I went to visit Marge Jothan, who's in hospice care, a member of our church who's 104 years old. You know, you don't get to 104 without being very strong. And so she's been in hospice for 2 weeks now. And is still, her body's still very strong, all things considered. When I went to visit her, I mentioned, you know, I can't stay terribly long. I just wanted to drop in and say hi because I have to get back to church because we're having an organ delivered. As soon as I said that, she just immediately perked up. We're getting an organ, and she was just elated to learn that we were going to be getting a new organ. If you don't know Marge, music is her whole being, and church music especially. And so, I think I may have taken 5 years off of her life and made her younger just by sharing that. So that was my highlight. Anyone else? Right, Jen.
So I've been getting into more of a habit of just giving like small gifts of like little trinkets to my friends. And so I think one of the ways I was reminded of God's presence was the joy on my friend's face when I gave him a button today, because I found a button in some of the things that I've found, and like it reminded me of him. And so seeing his face when I told him that was a really heartening thing to see on a not so positive day. And so it's a good reminder for all of us that God is in the pretty little buttons that we get throughout the day, and not the grand gestures, though he is in both. It's the both and.
Thank you so much.
I went up to my mailbox this afternoon, and there was a letter from Susan Muther, the lady who came in the wheelchair, who died in January. And this was a letter from her, no note of explanation. It helped to see the date of June 23rd, something like that. But it was sort of a shock that God can send me a letter from somebody who is a good friend that long after she could possibly have written.
Thanks for sharing that. One last thought from anyone? Well, thank you all for sharing with each other. Dennis, let us continue.